Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
Here we talk about all things step-parenting, blended family, divorce, remarriage, and being a fucking badass. Listen and subscribe to the Trade Up Stepmom podcast. If you have a question you'd like to ask or a topic you'd like to hear about, please email me at thetradeupstepmom@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram as thetradeup_stepmompodcast or on Facebook as The Trade Up Stepmom.
Hey guys, we're back and we have a guest on the podcast, and he's actually a pretty great guest because he has a very insightful view of what it's like to be a stepkid.
That was much better than I thought. So our guest tonight is Sir Elliot. He is a friend of Jaden's that we met in July and adopted as our own for Idaho kid. Anyways, he doesn't need another one. Anyways, so Elliot is a step kid and has quite the story. So
say
we wanted
hi, Elliot. Hello.
We wanted to share with you. So just tell us a little bit, even though like we already know some stuff, but tell us a little bit about your journey.
Being a step kid?
Yeah.
So I would say the first thing is when you're a step kid at a very young age, it's pretty confusing. Because you have your, you know, your mother, your birth mother, and then because you're so young, you don't really understand what's why there's all of a sudden another lady with your dad, because it's always been your dad and your mom, and now they're split. And so now you're with your dad and this other lady, and you're like eight. I was 8 years old, I'm pretty sure. And so it was kind of hard for my parents to explain it to me, but they did their best, you know.
Well, yeah, you can't tell an eight-year-old, like, all of the truth.
Exactly.
Either, so.
There was a lot of stuff that I didn't know was going on, and I couldn't know because I was so young. But I would say that in the beginning, it was just a lot of confusion, you know, a lot of uncertainty, too, living with this new lady in the house.
Did it happen like immediately? Was it like, mom's gone, new wife is here?
No, it wasn't. Yeah, I would say it was probably a good year after they split. But I had always had hopes that, you know, mom and dad would be back, right? Because that's what I was used to. So for them to be split and not be able to comprehend what was going on, I always just thought mom and dad would eventually live in the same house again. And then I find out, you know, hey, son. Here's this lady. She's going to be living with us. She's my girlfriend. And I'm like, what does that mean? I'm eight. I have no idea what's going on. I was eight.
Okay.
So, in the beginning, it was just a lot of confusion. Didn't understand what was going on. But once you get to know them, you get comfortable with them, and it's not too scary anymore.
Yeah. So what's your, because you're in your 20s now, so what's your relationship like with your stepmom?
Me and my stepmom are extremely close. She's like,
Feet up.
Oh,
she's like, she's like another mother to me, honestly. When I go home, she, you know, cooks dinner. She, you know, cleans the house. Very comfy. This is very comfy.
TJ just covered him up with a blanket.
Now I feel like I'm doing this right.
I want to know he's comfortable.
Yeah, you can sit here by me. No. Okay, finish your story.
You know, I literally treat her like I would treat my own mother. And she treats me like she would treat her own son. Like, and I don't even think about it. I still call her by her name. But in terms of our relationship, it's no question, like, mother-son relationship. That's exactly how it's treated. But that's not exactly how it started.
Right. So what did you struggle with her in the beginning?
So it wasn't so much me. It was her, actually. She had a lot of problems.
Okay.
So.
That's the stepmom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Early into my dad and stepmom's relationship, I think a year in, they had my little sister. And which was great. You know, I got a little sister, and I already had a little brothers. And so to have a little sister was just awesome to me. I thought it was great. But I started noticing some weird things around the house. I found a bunch of pill bottles pretty much scattered everywhere, pills everywhere. My stepmom would be...
Elliot, could you tell me what year that was?
Oh, man, this was probably...
I mean, for
well,
you,
he would have been
how
nine.
Old were you?
I was probably about 9 or 10.
9 or 10, okay.
Yeah. But, you know, I found these pills, and as a kid, you're like, hey, Dad, I found these pills, and then he has to, you know, try to cover it up, like, oh... Whatever. I don't exactly remember, but right. I remember
like,
as a kid.
Oh, it's spilled.
Right. I remember as a kid finding stuff everywhere that just didn't make sense. And I remember her being, you know, asleep a lot of places and a lot of times that just wasn't normal.
Mm-hmm.
And as a kid, you don't really understand what's going on.
You don't see it.
You don't see it at all. And I think the craziest part about it was it all like comes rushing to you when you actually learn about that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so when I was like, I don't know, maybe 16, and I learned about, you know, drugs and stuff like that, and it just all clicked all at once, and I was like, oh my God, that makes so much sense. So I remember I went up to my dad, and I asked him about it, because I was like, you know, what was going on? Because I just learned about all this stuff, so what was going on with my stepmom? And he gave me a very emotional talk that lasted hours.
Your dad?
Yeah.
But he was honest with you.
He was honest. Aww, he was very honest. And he pretty much told me, like, you were too young to explain everything
right.
to.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I remember him telling me when he and my mom had me and my little brother and things didn't work out because of either him or her, one of his biggest regrets was that he didn't keep trying.
With your mom.
Yeah, he felt like they split a little too early. And that's not like he didn't regret it per se, but he's like looking back for the kids.
Right. He could have tried harder.
I wished I tried harder. So now that he has this new daughter with her, right, he never really gave up on her. She struggled for this for years. She had a serious, serious pill problem. And for years, she had issues with it. It was affecting my little sister in ways that I didn't even know was going on.
Mm-hmm.
My dad and hers relationship, they had split a bunch of times. She was coming in and out of the house, bunch of drama and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I would say that the best thing that they did was keep it away from us.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime that they had an argument or anything questionable was going on, the kids were starting to find out, you know, they tried to keep it away from us as much as physically possible. So much so that I didn't even know this was going on until my dad just, you know, told me about it.
Right.
So
this was dead and stepmom still?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So
would you give that a thumbs up?
What do you mean?
For effort?
Like them keeping it from you?
Yeah.
Looking, because of now?
I'm not
right
looking
now
for any kind of aggrandization, but do you think that they might have been doing something, or at least trying to keep you happy in the midterm?
I think that they did
Does
the
that
best.
Make sense?
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say. I think they did the best they could. I think I was too young to know that my stepmom was taking a bunch of pills and stuff like that. You know, I'm glad that they didn't. My dad didn't yell, you know, be like, she's doing all this and all
right.
that, or she's freaking out at my dad. I'm glad they kept it away from me as a little kid.
Yeah.
When I got older, I wanted to know about it because she's still in my life, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember that she actually, a couple years ago, so I think I was 18 or 19, she actually came up to me and apologized for all of that.
Like, where at and what context?
We were at our house. And I think I was just...
I assume in Florida?
Yeah, in Florida. There was always drama between my stepmom and my real mom. They never really...
What? No way!
Yeah, they never really liked each other.
Hey,
oh
you know,
my
this
gosh.
This is a stepmom podcast, right?
And I'm pretty sure
Veterans.
If I remember correctly, my mom was saying a bunch of stuff to my stepmom in person.
Mm-hmm.
That I felt was... just wrong.
Well, at least she said it to her face.
At least she said it to her face. But
well, that can be obviously if you can say it to somebody's face, right? It's
yeah,
something bad.
Not that it's any better,
but not better,
like
but
I'm made
it's
fun
to your
of
face.
Behind my back.
But with all the kids around, especially my little sister,
oh,
she's
I have super nice hair, and nobody's ever told me I didn't have nice hair. Unless they were saying it behind my back.
Well,
y'all know I don't have no hair.
I know. I was going to say,
I respect it.
Okay. So you respect her personally?
No, I was saying I respect her hair.
Oh, I don't have any hair.
Yeah. No, but, oh, what was I saying? Okay, so my mom and stepmom didn't get along,
yeah.
Which is apparently common.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah.
My mom had said something in front of my little sister, and I think she was about 7 or 8 at this time, something like that. And my mom pretty much just laid it all out in front of all the kids and stuff. And my stepmom, being very civil, because I forgot to tell you, she went to multiple therapy sessions. She went to rehab. Yeah, my stepmom. Okay. She went to a bunch of therapy. She went to rehab and all of that and put all of that behind her. Like, complete. She doesn't even drink alcohol.
Just for her to be a good mom?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dang.
All for her kids. I think maybe, I couldn't give you an actual answer for sure, but probably about 5 years now, just completely sober on everything.
Good.
Doesn't even drink alcohol.
Good.
And looking back at, like, how bad it was, all I can do is have, you know, the utmost respect for her.
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment when my mom said a bunch of stuff about her, she later came up to me and was crying and was apologizing and being like, you know, I'm so sorry that I put you kids through that. I'm sorry that I was doing all of that. And I pretty much was just like, look, you have turned around and been the best mother for your daughter and for us that I could ever ask you, you know, more than I could ask you to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 100% proud of how far you've come for your kids.
Oh, I bet that melted her
heart. Yeah, she was crying. Yeah. We all got a little emotional.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I have the utmost respect for
her. How long ago was that when you had that conversation?
I would say maybe
a few years.
Yeah, a few years. Probably 4 years ago or so. Okay. I was like 18, I think. Maybe 17, something like that.
Was it before you went to the Army?
Yeah, yeah. I joined the Army at 20. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Well before that.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's been, for the past few years, an amazing mother. Like, just crushes it. She's going to school.
She goes
to college.
Good.
She has a little garden.
Aww.
And you can see the difference between me and my brother and my little sister, because my little sister is growing up with two parents her whole life that love her.
Right.
In the beginning, like I said, it was rocky. But now that she's, like, you know, pretty much gaining consciousness, I guess.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
I think she's, like, 12 now.
TJ calls it online.
Yeah, she's going online.
Yeah.
Once you go online.
Yeah. Having two parents that absolutely adore her,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Good.
Having a dad that goes to work and comes back and, like, wants to go outside with her and throw the ball with her and the dog. And
mm-hmm.
having a mom that's making sure the homework's done and cooking her food and hanging out and drawing with her and stuff, you know, because she's in middle school.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, it's a blessing.
Lucky girl.
Like, it's, because like I said, when I was 8, my parents split, and I haven't seen them together since.
What do you remember, like, what the custody schedule was between your mom and your dad?
Yeah. So, in the beginning, my mom got most of the custody.
Yeah.
Even though, looking back, she probably shouldn't have.
Okay.
Because my mom was still living house to house. She didn't have, like, a full-time job or anything like mm-hmm. that. So we were staying with, like, I remember we were staying with my aunt, my grandma, my great-grandma, cousins, stuff like that. Pretty much all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to see my dad I think it was every weekend. It was either every weekend or every other weekend. But he had, like, a house, full-time job and everything like that. And, that's how it started. And then the custody, when I was probably 13, 14,
mm-hmm.
flipped.
Okay.
So now my dad had full custody of us. I think he went back to court and fought for it. And I pretty much stayed with him. And then I went to my mom's, I think, every weekend or every other weekend.
Right, like,
and
it
hung out with
flopped.
Her. Yeah, pretty much just completely flopped 180. But that was 100% for the best.
Yeah.
Because we actually had, like, a full-blown home with my dad. And, with, you know, that I could actually, like, go home from school and not be like, oh, we're going over to this house today, and that's where we're going to be staying. We're going to be sleeping on the couch, sleeping on the floor. And,
yeah.
You know. And by the way, I'm not trying to, like, talk bad about my mom.
Right.
Yes. She had me at 16. Her mother was, and father. Mother and father
I
were.
I forgot about that.
Chronic alcoholics. Like, I've met both of them. My grandpa
mm-hmm.
on her side. So her dad, mm-hmm. when he met me, the first time he met me wasn't until I was, I think, 6 or 7.
Oh, wow.
Because he lived in Ohio.
Okay.
And with I don't remember this, but she had told me that within an hour, I, like, did something outside that he didn't like, and he just pretty much slapped the crap out of me.
Oh.
Like, full, not like spanked. Like, he slapped me at, mm-hmm. like, 6 years old, like, across mm-hmm. the face. And she said that she packed everything up and left, and I haven't seen him once since. I don't even know his name.
Oh, wow.
Have no idea.
Okay.
But, yeah, mom and dad were chronic alcoholics. Dad was super abusive, and she had me at 16.
Right.
Sisters have serious drug problems and everything like that. So she came from a very, very broken home.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a lot of problems doing what was, like, best for us. Because yeah. of all these issues. But what I can say at the end of the day is she loved us.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. My mom never hit us. She would yell at us, but, you know, moms yell.
Right.
But my mom never laid a hand on me. Yeah. Never, not once. Even when she was super pissed, if she was drinking or whatever she was doing, never touched us. Loved us. She would cry and tell us how much she loved us. She would make sure, you know, because she didn't have a job, so she couldn't get us clothes or anything like that. But
right.
she would call my dad and make sure we had clothes for school, school supplies and everything like that. Like, she didn't have pretty much anything, but she cared.
Yeah.
And that's, that means a lot.
Yeah, that's good.
I think I would rather have that, a mom that cares and loves you, mm-hmm. than a mom that, like, provides everything for you but couldn't care less what right. happens to you.
Yes,
you know?
I agree.
So.
I agree.
Yeah.
How do you think your dad and your biological mom's relationship was growing up? Did you ever see any?
Yeah, I could tell. They got into quite a few altercations all the time. My dad never hit my mom, but I can't say vice versa. It was true. My dad actually has practiced martial arts for, I think, over 20 years now. Mm. He started when he was, like, a teenager and hasn't stopped. So, you know,
dang.
When mom started fighting, he didn't want to hurt her. Dad's right. a great guy. He's my hero.
Yeah, I believe
but,
that.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, they had a bunch of yelling matches. Me and my little brother would run in our room and just lock ourselves in there, do whatever we could to drown it out, which is also why I'm so happy that even when my dad and stepmom were going through that, they mm-hmm. went in their room.
Right, and kept
right?
it quiet.
Or they put us in our room and then they went in their room or went in the kitchen or whatever and kept it quiet.
Right.
Because it was, you know, it's scary as a kid watching your parents fight like that.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know if it was both of them or maybe it was my dad, like, hey, we're not going to do this in front of the kids.
Yeah.
But it was really, really nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, growing up when my parents were together, I could say that they definitely needed to be split because they fought pretty much my whole young life until I was 8 that I can remember.
Yeah, some people are better apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I from agree. Both of their testimonies, like from asking them, they agree. Like, they couldn't stop fighting all the time.
Yeah.
About whatever issues it was, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, and then mom was super mad at stepmom all the time, so dad and mom's relationship wasn't all too good, but now that me and my little brother are grown up and we're adults, so we're out of the house.
Right.
They don't interact as much.
Yeah.
So
they don't have to.
They don't have to.
Right.
They don't have to interact. But when they do, I've heard it's cordial. Like,
right.
You know, for whatever reason, like, hey, what's my little brother been up to? You mm-hmm. know, and then he's like, oh, he's been doing this. And he's like, or she's like, oh, okay. And then that's pretty much it. So.
Gotcha.
Growing up, not the best relationship to say the least. But now that we're adults, everything's cooled down a whole lot.
Do you remember, like, I think at least a little bit, you have witnessed, like, the grace that your stepmom has carried, at mm-hmm. least in dealing with your mom. But do you remember recognizing that as a younger kid?
What do you mean exactly? Like,
kind of like, so we can talk openly here because mm-hmm. the podcast listeners know my relationship with Cammie,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, like, she talks shit about me, but mm-hmm. I never speak badly about her.
Yeah.
And so just Zoe and I the other morning had a conversation and she said, you know, I don't think that my mom communicates with you very well.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, honey? Yeah, you're right. But thank mm-hmm. you for telling me.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I'm hopeful that they recognize that I've always carried myself gracefully and like, mm-hmm. I don't shit talk or bash their mom, even though yep. I could or should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You could definitely tell the difference between my mom and my stepmom. My mom has always been the person that like, you know, bursts a pipe. As soon as they get angry, they're yelling and right. stuff like that. Just instantly to anger and yelling and shouting and stuff like that. Stepmom was always the opposite.
Right, calm and yep, calm,
quiet. Didn't want any, you know, trouble with anybody. Never, also never talked bad about my mom to me, ever. Even when my mom was doing what probably constituted some crap talk, you yeah. know. Stepmom never mentioned it once, you know. If yeah. if they had an altercation outside when my dad's in, or when my dad is like trying to like give the kids to my mom or vice versa, and she's there, she's just quiet, calm, doesn't say anything.
Right.
Just lets my mom do her thing, and then when we go back to the house, she's like, "It never happened." She's like, "You guys want some Kool-Aid? I'll get you guys some Kool-Aid." You know, just like yeah. I could tell the difference as a kid, and I could also my little brother got. My mom's anger for sure.
Oh, really?
He's the same way. Like, if something makes him angry, you're going to know about it.
Right.
Immediately. And I got my dad's temper where I'm like, okay.
Yeah, like no temper.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have a temper. I kind of got a mix. So it's like I reach a boiling point, but I just keep it all inside. And then if I burst, it's like there's no holding it back at that yeah. point. But, yeah. So it's a weird mixture.
So... Do you think, do you think like your relationship with your stepmom obviously is good and you know that Jaden and I have a good relationship mm-hmm. too. Do you think like, do you see any similarities there or like that you know of? Cause he obviously talks very highly of me.
Okay. Okay.
What?
Every single day of the week.
Yeah.
Well, actually he does. He was talking to me. On the way to the airport today mm-hmm. about you, actually.
Did he drop you off?
No.
Oh, what did he say about me?
He was talking boy. About... He was like, when you go over there, you know, you're going to be hanging out. They got the new house. They'll have a place for you. And, you know, Jenna loves to cook food. So, like, Jenna's going to be the... You know, she's just going to take care of you, bro. Just, like, relax for the next few days. Just hang out and just have a good time because Jenna's going to be there and... take care of whatever you need. And I'm like, all right, man.
Yeah.
Rock on. And I mean, I knew it was right because I stayed with you guys over the summer.
Yeah.
You know, do you like cooking?
Yeah.
Okay, because you crush it.
Yeah, thank so, you. I didn't take culinary for 2 years, but I can't cook.
Well, you know, we can't all be blessed with culinary class. But what was the dish?
Crescent chicken.
How'd you know?
Yeah, because he likes that one.
That's his go-to?
Yeah.
Yeah, he mentioned that too. He was like, dude, ask her to make you some crescent chicken.
That's funny.
She'll do it, bro. Just ask her.
Yeah, that's why I text you and I was like, hey, like, any requests? Mm-hmm. And then you're like, I'm okay with whatever. I'm like, okay.
Well, I mean, that's just who I am. I'll just, you know, if you put food in my face, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to turn my nose up to it, especially if you're making it and paying for it, you know?
I don't know.
I don't like pineapple.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, that's about it, though.
You live in Hawaii.
Yeah, I know. I live in Hawaii. I know. Fun fact, pineapple's not native to Hawaii, so there you
Where
go.
Where is it native to?
I don't remember.
Oh.
But not
way
Hawaii.
Way to go.
Also,
do you
same.
Know?
I do.
Where?
You know, let me hang up again. Micronesia. It's a...
A lot of violence?
Islands.
Oh. I thought there's a lot of violence.
Too. I was like,
They were important to Hawaii by the Spanish.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
Actually, saying Hawaiian pizza is actually considered offensive in yeah. Hawaii.
I don't call it Hawaiian. I call it Canadian bacon and pineapple.
Hawaii.
Well, it is a cardinal sin to put pineapple on pizza. That much I think we can all agree
you
on.
Shut
we
your
can
mouth.
All agree on that.
Shut your mouth in this house.
Told you.
I love pineapple.
One pizza because the Italians don't like the Hawaiians.
It's true.
Oh my gosh.
But where were we? What were we talking about?
We were talking about how awesome I am.
Yes, that's right. You're fantastic in every way possible.
Yes, thank you. I think with all the kids, of course, but Jaden's just different because when my perspective, right, I can love his mom and his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And so my love for Jaden is different than the other kids because I love their dad, but I do not love their mom. I don't even like her.
Yeah.
So my love for Jaden is different. And when he does something that I see his mom in him,
mm-hmm.
it makes me happy. But the other kids, I'm like, oh, like so annoying, right? Stop. What do you need? What are you doing? You know?
Yeah.
And so with him, it's just different, but also now with him being an adult, it's different because I can't love on him every day and like get my hugs good night or make him dinner every night, whatever. So now when he comes home, that's, I call it hardcore momming.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be hardcore mommed. Yeah. I'm going to make your meals. I'm going to do your laundry.
Yep.
Right. Even though like our teenagers do their own laundry cause they're here every day, but you know, yeah. when you only get a few days every year, then that's when you want.
It won't be while you're here, at least not as much as they would normally be.
Yeah. It's more when you're not here every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. That's me.
I got super mommed by my stepmom.
You did?
Yeah.
When
I
you
have
go
been
home.
For years, yeah. Oh, yeah, she texts me all the time too.
Yeah.
Like a I'm telling you, like it's like a mother-son relationship. It really is. Like she's like, "Hey, when are you coming home?" "Okay, cool. I, you know, got your room ready for you. And what do you want to eat?" Pretty much same thing you do. Like, "What do you want to eat when you get here? What should I stock up on? Mm-hmm. What do you want us to cook?" And, you know, stuff like that, cuz we love to have family dinners and stuff.
You know, that's regular mom, right?
Sorry?
That's a regular mom.
Well, my regular mom didn't have a house.
Does she now? Like, will you see her when you go home?
Yeah, probably for a day, maybe two.
Okay.
Because she does not have a home.
Gotcha.
She's still house hopping and struggling.
Your
That's
mom?
Too bad.
Yeah.
Your natural mother?
My natural born mother, yes.
I'm not talking shit, true.
No, I know.
Sorry, I'm still hiccuping.
It's hard to talk about and not sound like you're talking crap, because I'm not trying to.
Yeah, I know.
I love my mother. I really do.
Yes,
but
and you should.
I'm just saying that, like, she's not
It's just
doing
different.
Well. Yeah,
I want you to know that
it's different.
We're not doing that either.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I don't know her, so I can't talk shit about her.
I love my mom.
Yeah.
I wish things were different in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But I do love her, because she... even through all of her struggles and all of her mistakes, loved the hell out of us.
Yeah.
You know, she tried with what she had and with how much she's going through. And I could tell that. My brother could tell that, you know. So I wish things were different, because you see my dad and my stepmom, they have a house. My dad has his own company now. He's doing great.
Mm-hmm.
He's making enough money to take off work for 2 weeks while I'm there.
Oh, fun.
Which, you know, 6 years ago would be impossible. He worked 52 weeks a year.
Right.
Like 6 days a week at least.
Yeah.
So bad to the point where he broke his back and had to be in a wheelchair for a week.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like my dad works.
That's
like,
crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
So now if he's working to the point where he can take 2 weeks off, that is insane.
Yeah,
I'm so proud of my
good.
Dad for that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any, like, step-parent advice? Any marriage advice?
Like, for step-parents?
From a kid's perspective.
From a kid's perspective?
Because you've not been married, so you don't know.
No.
You can't.
No,
but
I haven't.
From a kid's perspective.
From a kid's perspective, if you're, like a new step-parent?
Yeah.
Or, I'd say if you're a new step-parent, just, like, understand that. It's pretty rough on kids to, I mean, every situation's different, but especially if you're going from like a home that like just had the two parents together and they split and like within a year or two, there's now the step parent in the house.
Mm-hmm.
That's really hard on kids, because they just don't really understand the, I guess you could say like politics, right?
Right.
You don't understand how dad messed up or mom messed up or why they're split. You're just mad that mom and dad are gone, you know?
Right.
So just be patient. It's not going to like go, like you're not going to be the new mom or the new dad within a month. And it's not about like doing one big thing. Like I've seen through my friends, like step parents that like buy them a bunch of gifts and, you know, they get super excited, but it's like being a step parent and filling that role is about doing the little things. It's about showing that you care in the little ways.
Right.
Because you could buy me a new car and I'm like, great.
But, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, see thanks. You later. I'm gone.
Yeah.
You're not helping me on my homework, though. You're not asking how I'm doing every day when I walk in the door. You
right.
know?
Yes.
Like, it's the little things that makes me comfortable with you.
Okay.
And, like, to me, that's what's most important as a step kid.
Okay. So, fun fact. I don't think you know this.
Okay.
So, TJ and Cammy divorced in December
mm-hmm.
of 2014.
Mm-hmm.
She had already found someone else, hence the divorce.
Right.
I met him in February.
Mm-hmm.
I moved in June.
Mm-hmm.
And we were married in December.
It's quick.
Yeah.
That's quick.
So, like, I'm sure for the kids, it was like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Because I was staying in his house and mm-hmm. her stuff was still in there because she hadn't moved it out yet.
Yeah.
So, and Jaden would have come in June mm-hmm. of that year. When I moved in, but he didn't care for her, for Cammy. So mm-hmm. I think he was like welcoming about it. But with it being so fast, like I had zero expectations cause I've had never been a stepmom before, mm-hmm. you know? And I wasn't trying to be their mom. Yeah. I was just the one cooking and doing the laundry, you know?
Right.
So, but that's pretty fast.
Yeah, it is fast.
Yeah.
And I think another thing is to, like, don't expect to immediately be accepted. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, especially if you're, like I'm assuming, like, a teenager,
mm-hmm.
he might be pissed.
He was 13.
He was 13? Jaden was 13. And he was pissed at her?
Yeah, Jaden did not like Cammy.
Well, there you go.
But he liked me.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
He had a reason to not like Cammy.
Yeah,
I've heard. He's told me.
Oh.
He's told me the stories. But, you know.
I love him.
She wanted him to drown. Let's
put yikes. It but I would say, like, you know, some kids actually might be upset that it's happening. So don't take it too personally if they don't immediately accept you. Because they're, you know, they're coming from a place of pain. Their parents just split up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then dad's got a new lady or mom's got a new guy. And it's just, they're hurt, you know?
Yeah.
So I would say just be patient, do the little things really well, and don't take anything too personally. Okay. Just do the best you can do.
Right.
That's all you can do. All you can do is all you can do, right?
Yeah.
That's advice you gave me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that I ever...
Every single day.
I don't think that I ever tried to, like, push anything on them or... you know, like take over. I think I just, because having kids of my own, right? I bring mm-hmm. them in and I'm momming them and then I'm momming these other kids about the same.
Yeah.
Jaden was different overall just because he was older, but mm-hmm. We also had the support of his mom backing mm-hmm. us up in decisions and vice versa. TJ always backed her up. But I think that, like jumping into a situation like that and immediately like doing the mom things, I don't think kids always see that. And I never got my feelings hurt. So when Zoe was 3 when I met TJ and Cammy was deployed. So
remember the time you were a sir? That was pretty cool.
Yeah. But Zoe'd wake up in the middle of the night
mm-hmm.
screaming, having nightmares of spiders in her bed. Right.
Oh, wow.
So I tend to be a light sleeper. So I would wake up and I would go in to comfort her and see why she's crying and spiders, you know? So I'd make sure her bed didn't have spiders in it and hope you're good. Also, I hate spiders. I don't like them. I am scared of them. So that tells you how much I loved her already.
Mm-hmm.
But she would just like scream and cry and then she'd want her mom, you mm-hmm. know, and I would have to tell her like, you know, mommy will be home soon, even though like inside I'm just like, my heart's breaking.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was best for her. So like taking one for the team, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Do you think as a step parent, you, do you, like, instantly get that feeling of like not necessarily, I'm not trying to say like I'm the new mom, but in terms of like filling that role in the household, do you just like instantly kind of fall into that, or is it like an easier way in? Or
I think everyone's different.
Yeah.
But I think so my first marriage sucked and I did everything all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I did the working, I took care of the kids, I did everything, except I'm a really bad cook, so I wasn't allowed to cook much.
When, back then or now?
No, I'm the same cook.
You're a great cook. What do you think?
Yeah, I was told I was not a good
cook.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But I was so used to doing everything all the time,
mm-hmm.
that when I moved in with him, now we had 5 kids between 2 and 8, which is a lot.
Wow.
And then Jaden, obviously, but starting out, he wasn't with us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I jumped in and wasn't necessarily like trying to take on that role,
mm-hmm.
but it just kind of happens. Like I jump in and I'm that role for my kids, and here's just some other kids, and throw mm-hmm. them in and just do the same things.
Mm-hmm. So you had the perspective of already having a kid before being with him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it would be different if the dad or the mom got with somebody that didn't have kids? Like, mm-hmm. would that person like struggle to fill the role, or do you think like what do you think about that?
Okay, so
because I'm assuming there's a difference.
Yeah, why don't you imagine? Because you have no kids,
mm-hmm.
you're going to imagine right now that
okay.
I'm just gonna give you Ryan tomorrow, and he's yours, and take care of him, and figure it out.
Oh, man. Okay.
Wouldn't that be harder as opposed to like, oh, I already have a 10-year-old. It's cool. I've got this. It's just another kid.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So people coming into a relationship where that person has kids is going to come with more challenges than they're probably used to.
I think the challenges, most of my challenges lie within Cammie.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kids would be fine if she wasn't bad-mouthing,
mm-hmm.
or if my ex wasn't bad-mouthing us, our kids would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where most of our challenges lie, because like Izzy told me one day, like she was pissed at me for something. And so I was like, what's going on? TJ took her in the garage. She comes back in and I'm doing dishes. And she's like, I fucking hate you.
Whoa.
And I'm like, okay, why? Mm-hmm. And then she says, because I don't pay her mom child support. And I don't pay for half of her braces. Even though TJ and I do pay child support, and we did pay for half of her braces, mm-hmm. even though we were not legally obligated to. That's beside the point.
Shade.
But it's because all of this stuff is being said to her from
yep.
her mom bad about us. But
yep.
we're not doing that back. So I think that's the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
And Jaden, perfect example, mom and dad back each other up.
Mm-hmm.
Mom likes stepmom, stepmom likes mom.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a happy kid and everything worked out as best as it possibly could.
Yeah. It seems tough. I mean, I commend anybody that willingly goes into a relationship knowing that person has kids and just like kind of hoping for the best. Cause you know, even if you just meet the kids before, like you have no idea what it's going to be like to live with them until you do. So to take that leap and...
So I kind of knew.
You did? Like what it was like to live with them and stuff?
Yes, because I was a slut on the first date, as was TJ. So first date...
Jesus.
I know. Surprising, huh?
Hey, if that's what y'all do,
I know,
I'm different.
High five. But anyways, so I stayed the night with him that first night. Neither of us had our kids.
Mm-hmm.
The next day... He went and got his kids from their grandparents. I went and got my kids because it was my normal transition day. And we brought them all over and we had a sleepover.
That sounds sick, actually.
Yeah. And then I never left. Like when Cammie came back into town, you know, she was there a lot. And anytime she was there, TJ would try and be with me because I lived with my aunt. And anytime she wasn't there, then I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of... So, like, I knew. I wasn't going in blind.
Well, that's great. I mean, I have the perspective of not dating somebody that has kids, so I don't really know.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. Like, I only have the step-kid perspective.
Yeah.
I don't know what my stepmom was thinking, or because I had a stepdad at one point, what he was thinking. I have no idea. Right? I only have the perspective of, like, these are new people in my life that I have to know and figure out and how much can I get away with doing with them around? You know, can I sneak out at this time, or is he smoking a cigarette out on the porch? You know,
yeah,
that's a joke. I'm kidding. I'm not trying to.
I was gonna say, have you heard about the story when Jaden snuck out?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. You know what's funny? I was actually an amazing. You can ask both of my parents. I never did shit. I was an amazing kid.
I never snuck out of my parents' house because my mom would have killed me.
Oh,
I was so scared of her.
I had the opposite. I never snuck out or did anything crazy because my parents, like, I had a phone pretty early on, but it was like a flip phone, and they, like, gave me a pretty good amount of leeway. Like, I wasn't allowed, like, when I was 13, I wasn't, like, allowed out past, like, 9 or something like that, you know? But once I was, like, 16, 17, I had a car, like, I could go have a sleepover at my buddy's house, and they would just want a phone call at the end of the night, like, hey, I'm alive. I'm not in a ditch somewhere.
Yeah. You know?
And then if I didn't get that phone call, they'd start calling the parents and figure out where I was. But they gave me a pretty good amount of leeway. And I never, like, really, I never snuck out. I was also never really into drugs.
Yeah.
You know, or anything like that. Yeah. I was a pretty good kid. Never gave them a whole lot of hassle. My other siblings, I don't know about them.
I know. I was sassy. I was mouthy.
Were you?
Yeah.
No, I was super respectful. I got it. And my dad was like, hey, do this. And I was like, yep, you got it, boss. I was a...
Good for you.
Yeah.
My mom, I remember one time, I was sassing. I don't remember what I was sassing about, but she slapped me across the face and said, you little bitch.
Damn!
I know! And so, like, that I was... I'm sure I was, like, wide-eyed, and I don't think I remember sassing her like that after that.
Yeah.
Because I was just, like, in shock.
Mm-hmm. My aunt gave me a pretty good one time, though.
Really?
Yeah, my aunt got me pretty good. On my dad's side, my great aunt, actually. So my dad's mom's sister.
Uh-huh.
We would go to church with her, like, every week.
Mm-hmm.
So I was raised pretty religious. But she, like, she's, like, country southern and, you know, has the accent and everything.
Yeah.
And grew up, like, Lil Bo, you know, what? I don't remember her nickname. It was, like, Pogue or... Something.
Pogue?
Aunt Pogue, yeah.
Oh my gosh, okay.
So she's country, so back talk, not listening, she didn't play that shit.
Right.
She'd get in your face with a finger, smack you on the behind and stuff, and she didn't have to worry about me, but my other little siblings who like to talk back and give them a whole bunch of stuff before my parents had to settle them down, mm-hmm. as soon as you yap back at her, she fixed it instantly.
Yeah.
And after like 2-3 times of that, we never said shit back to her.
There you go. See? Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yep. You can attest to this because you're a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that different parenting styles or like different ways to parent is for each kid? Like you can't just gloss over and say, I'm going to do this exactly with this kid like I did with that kid. Like you have to find out what works for each kid.
I think if I had just my kids,
uh-huh.
I would do it the same.
Mm-hmm.
But TJ and I were just talking about this either earlier today or yesterday. But like we have the same expectations with the kids. Like we expect A's and B's, a couple C's are fine.
Yeah.
Right? But like Izzy has a C and she sits at the table and she does her missing assignments. Okay. She sits at the table, does her assignments, and sits there for a couple of hours, right? Mm-hmm. And gets her stuff done. Matthew is failing multiple classes, and like we can't treat him the same as her because we take his phone away, he's instantly combative and instantly defiant, and mm-hmm. we make no progress towards that. So instead, with him, we have to have a conversation about it. But with Izzy, like we tell her, you know, you're going to fix these grades or else you don't have your phone. And she knows that we'll stand by that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's different with stepkids.
You think that it being stepkids is different?
Not stepkids, but different sets of children.
Okay.
Right. So like Jaden had a different set of rules than my boys do. And then TJ's 3 with Cammy do.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Makes sense.
Also each kid is different. Right. So like my two boys are different or Izzy, Gabe and Zoe, they're each different.
Right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I was just saying because I could remember as a kid, my parents parenting me and parenting my brother in the same way didn't work.
Right. Yeah.
So I was the very much like, hey, you know, my parents would be like, hey, don't do this or that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got it. I was like, okay, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Deal. You know, yeah. Do your homework or you can't play video games for a week. And I was like, okay, yeah, and I guess I'm doing my homework. But my brother, you know, he was the combative one that would like talk back and like try to find ways to go around it and,
yeah,
you know, answer all the multiple choice questions like B, C, B, A, just randomly, yeah, just to get back on the game, you know, stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
So I think watching my parents try at first to parent us both the same way and then try to figure out how to deal with my little brother was interesting.
Because
you got to remember, my parents were 17 and 16 when they had me, and then they added another one 3 years later. So my mom was 19 when she had my little brother. So that's two kids at 19.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You know, so do you think people should... Do you think, like, what do you think's more important? I feel like they're both important. But what do you think's more important when it comes to having kids? Is it age or the right person?
I think it's obviously the right person, mm-hmm, because I know people that met in high school. They're still married. They still love each other. They have kids, whatever. I met my ex in high school and we were together 13 years,
mm-hmm,
because I just was dumb and put up with his shit.
Yeah.
But I think, like, TJ and I talk about this all the time, or like daydream, you know, like if I had met him when we were 20, let's say, I think we could have made it work,
mm-hmm,
despite him being in the army and gone a lot. I like to say this because it's kind of funny. So my ex was awful, didn't work, addicted to drugs, verbally, emotionally abusive. And I tried for 13 years, mm-hmm, to make that work. So I have like this loyalty aspect to myself. So I think that I would have been loyal to the point where we eventually would have made it through all of the hard times and it would have worked,
right,
as to where had I not had that loyalty aspect, I would have peaced out before I graduated high school on that last one. You know, I think it's the right person.
So it's the right person more than age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think, like TJ always says, if there's any doubt, there's no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any doubt, there's no doubt.
Right, right, right. You know what the answer is, pretty much.
Right, right, yes. So I think, you know, when I met him, we met in February. I moved in. At that point, I would have married him, no questions asked.
Mm-hmm.
So within a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Well, my parents made the mistake of picking a shitty age and the wrong person. So that was an interesting...
Bad combo.
Yeah, that was an interesting ride for me, being the oldest.
That's funny.
Yeah. I think being the oldest of five, too, is just such an interesting...
So your mom thing. Has kids with other people?
Yeah, my mom has a little girl and a little boy with my ex-stepdad. And then... Okay, so I'll break it down for you. There's five kids total.
Okay.
My biological dad and my biological mom have two kids together.
Yes.
Which is me and my little brother.
Yes.
And then my mom and stepdad had a little girl.
Okay.
Then my dad and stepmom had a little girl.
Yes.
And then my mom and stepdad had a little boy.
Okay.
And that's all five.
Okay.
Which was also a fucking roller coaster to deal with for everybody involved.
Right.
It was just nuts all the time. It sucks too, because my little brother and little sister on my stepdad, because that's his kids, mm-hmm, he has full custody of them.
Yeah.
And they're in like South Florida. So I rarely see them. I don't think I've seen them in like 2 years.
Okay.
Which sucks. My youngest brother is like 7.
Oh, wow. Little.
And so that's just really, because I'm, you know, I can call their stepdad and talk to him.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you talk with him.
Yeah, yeah. I talk to them like every now and again, mm-hmm, but it's just hard.
Well, also, like, if they're 7, they have nothing to say. Like, look at my cool car. Okay, bye.
Well, it also sucks because, like, he's like, You know, I'm like apparently his little, you know, his hero.
Yeah.
I'm his big brother. I'm in the army, so I'm his hero.
Yes.
But I'm like, man, it just sucks because I haven't seen him in 2 years. And that's so opposite of how I grew up with my younger brother on my, or that my mom and dad have. Because he and I didn't separate household. Like, we were together.
Right. Yeah. You went with him to mom's or him to dad's.
Everywhere until I was 18 and moved out.
Yeah.
Everywhere. We were together. So he and I have a very, very special bond.
Yeah.
Like, I'm close with all my siblings, but he and I have a very special bond because for my full 18 years and his first 15, we went everywhere together.
Yeah.
Completely inseparable.
I think it's also, I don't think it's necessarily like the biological aspect, mm-hmm. but I think it's like, you guys are closer in age than any of the other siblings.
Very
You're both
true.
Boys.
Very, very true.
So I think that that plays a mm-hmm. part in it as well.
And also the environment, as in we both saw and witnessed the same stuff.
Yeah.
Because we were in the same house at the same time.
Right.
So there aren't differing stories. You know, I was with him, he was with me.
Yeah.
When shit hit the fan or whatever.
Yeah.
So just going through the same stuff.
I think that out of all of our kids, I think that Ryan and Zoe are the closest. Because
you think so?
Uh-huh. I very well could be wrong, but I think this because they were 2 and 3 when we met, so they mm-hmm. don't remember anything mm-hmm. before each other.
Yeah.
And then they're the closest, not the closest in age. Matthew and Izzy are the closest, but Ryan and Zoe are just within a few months of each other. And so they like, they just have more similar personalities. Like, mm-hmm. they both love to be outside. None of the other kids really care to do that. And, like, I don't know. Like, their energy matches mm-hmm. as to where, like, Matthew can be pretty energetic, but Izzy's kind of, like, lay around and chill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gabe's kind of like, leave me alone. Let me do my own thing.
I liked Gabe. Gabe was funny to me. He was cracking jokes and stuff to me privately, and I thought he was so cool.
His dad jokes. You should see the shirts he got.
Does he have dad joke shirts? Yeah. Oh god, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Gabe was dope because he was just quiet, but he was funny, and you would not expect it whatsoever.
Yeah, when he talks, he cracks you up.
Yeah, when he talks, he has something to say, and it's perfect. Like he comes in perfectly. That guy could be a comedian.
I'm telling
you. He could do.
Pretty funny.
But yeah, I wish the kids were here. I would have said hi to him. Zoe still got my hat.
Yeah, she does. So you will see Zoe Monday morning if you're home.
Perfect.
You'll see Ryan Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then any of the kids after school Monday you'll see
mm-hmm.
if you're here. And then they'll all be home Tuesday after school.
Okay.
And then you leave Wednesday.
So. Yep. Only a couple days here.
I know.
But got to spend time with the fam in Florida, you know?
I know. So I just think, I just try and be thankful that even if we only got to see you just for one night or mm-hmm. just meet you for dinner, whatever, you know, that's what I'm thankful for. And then, like, you made a pit stop here. I don't know. Like that.
Yeah, no, I wanted to, I'm going to be honest, I wanted to see the snow.
Oh, you came for the snow? I thought you were going to say Sophia.
Yikes. Wait, a name drop.
You started like, and so that's what I thought you were going to say.
Sophia's nobody. Don't ask.
Yeah, don't ask. She's nobody.
She's no one.
Yeah.
I miss her. But, no, I'm kidding.
You're not kidding. You won't say
it. It's whatever. You know what? I don't even care, honestly.
You do too.
It's whatever. What can you do?
I know.
Life moves on. No, genuinely, like, because I told you, I only saw snow once in my life.
Yeah, and we were talking about it, because I was like, it's snowing.
You were sending me photos and videos.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's beautiful out there. It's like a,
it's the fridge.
Oh, it's the fridge?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I was like, what is that noise? What's happening? But it's like the only, that's the crazy thing is growing up in Florida and then when I became an adult moving to Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
I've only known tropical.
Yeah.
So to be in the snow, the only thing I can compare it to is like movies.
Yeah.
That's it because it hasn't been my reality my entire life. So
yeah.
I remember in the car, I was like, it's like the movies because that's all I got. All I got is the movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's gorgeous. It's fun. I'm glad to be here. We got the fireplace TV going.
The real one, it just gets so warm and it's kind of like when the fan comes on, you can hear
it. I still don't think y'all should live here. This is ridiculous. Like, who lives in sub-freezing temperatures? You should evacuate, I'm telling you. When you walk outside and your lips instantly get chapped, that's your notice. That's the red flag to get out.
Listen, I have some good chapstick if you want some. I got six tubes from my mom.
You got the Burt's Bees or whatever?
No. It's Melaleuca.
Mela who?
Yeah. It's an Idaho thing.
That sounds bougie.
Yeah.
I know you spent some money on that.
They're like $2.50 a piece.
Like per stick?
Yeah, per stick. $2.59.
I actually don't know
the price. Or 49 cents.
I was going to make fun, but I don't know the prices of chapstick at all.
It's really inexpensive for...
For good chapstick?
Yeah. Because I've spent like up to 10 on chapstick that I don't like nearly as much. Yeah. I'm bougie like that.
Okay. Go off, I guess.
Yeah. No, it's my favorite.
I get the Dollar General brand that I can... What?
Oh, my God.
I know. Hey, if it works and it's cheap, what can you...
Okay, I have mint and I have vanilla. You can pick.
Why do I want vanilla so badly?
Because it tastes like a cupcake.
Yeah, I bet. That's the issue. I'm going to be licking my lips the whole time. I know.
That's funny.
The dog.
Yeah, she's hot.
Is that what she does when she's steaming a little bit?
They do that to cool off.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Well, what else?
You got anything else? Do you have any other questions?
Do you? Off the
I don't think so.
No?
No, I think I quizzed you pretty good.
I would say that this has been a lot of fun.
Yeah?
I had fun.
Yeah?
Absolutely. It was fun to talk about. It was good to ask you some questions, too.
Yeah.
I got some, you know, step-parent insight. You got some step-kid insight.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was a lot of fun. I can't believe you brought me on your podcast. I'm honored.
Well, absolutely honored. What's funny is we should tell them we were just like chit-chatting about, it came up randomly. How did that even come up?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
To be 100% honest with you.
What? You have a podcast?
Oh, I think one of you made a joke about it. Like, we could put this on the podcast.
TJ did.
Yeah, he did.
And yeah.
And everybody laughed. And I was like, ha ha ha. What? What do you mean? What's going on? And then you told me, you were like, yeah, I have a podcast.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting, actually. If you want, like, the scoop, you'll get the scoop.
Mm. The tea?
Yeah, the tea.
The tea?
Yeah, the tea.
Do people still say that?
Yeah,
I'm old now, apparently. I don't know.
Well, I had to ask Jaden back in the day. I'm like, what does SMH mean?
Oh, my God.
I didn't know. So ask the teenager, right?
No, yeah, that's the move. Yeah. I remember my dad. Do you remember when dabbing was a thing?
Yes.
My dad.
Gabe has a dabbing teddy bear.
Oh,
no.
God.
That's Ryan.
My dad walked in. I shit you not. I got off school. I got on my computer. My dad walks in fresh off work. And he's like, he busts open the door and he's like, hey, son. And then just dabs and looks at me for approval.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
And I just stared at him like, you did not just do that in front of me right now. You did not. And he just looked at me with a smile like.
Like I did it.
I did the thing. And I'm like, dad, you're like 40. You have to go somewhere,
you're
man.
Old.
You can't do that. That's not okay.
Funny.
It was so funny because I was in such shock that he did it and felt proud about doing it. I couldn't believe it. But yeah.
That's funny.
I think one of my favorite things is parents trying to like
be cool.
Be cool. And then it just being somehow already outdated. You know, they're like, this is the new hot thing. And they're like, that was Tuesday. It's Thursday. So.
Right. Yeah.
We like flick boogers now or something.
So I should text Jaden like a bunch of acronyms. You can probably tell me some.
I don't
I'll
know.
Be like SMH. ILU.
I love you?
Yeah. I don't know. I was just trying to think of things.
I'm trying to think what the new memes are. I don't even know. I feel like memes just get worse and worse over the years.
Yeah, they do.
We're running out of material, really.
Yeah.
But, yeah, thank you for having me on your podcast.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Thank you for talking.
I was nervous at first.
I told you, it's like, chill. And yeah. I don't edit anything out of the podcast. Uh-huh. I don't do any of that because yeah. I feel like the real conversations is what people are here for.
Yeah, I'd say like 5 minutes in, maybe 10. I just forgot about it for the most part, you know, just actually was just having a conversation.
Yeah.
Podcasts are dope.
Yeah.
I'm starting a podcast.
Do it. It's what are you going to call it?
I have no idea.
What's it going to be about?
I have no idea.
You're just going to talk.
Me and Jaden have talked about having a podcast, and we're
oh my gosh.
We actually did on our journey. I was recording our talks, and I'm 90% sure that like 2/3 of our conversations are like could be criminalized. Like, I don't think we're allowed to post that
stuff. Oh, yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not.
Is it in
we talk about some pretty
the last summer
dark stuff. When you guys yeah, were in the room? Yeah, we make some pretty dark jokes.
I believe
like
that.
Like bad. So,
I believe that.
And it's funny because he didn't know I was recording. So we were listening back, and it would say something, like, really messed up, and we would just die laughing, because we're like, oh my god, if anybody heard this, no.
That's funny. But I try not to.